Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, once again. Good to be back with you again. Well, just what we suspected, folks, the firms that are tied to Bush and his vice president are taking over the rebuilding of Louisiana and Mississippi down there. Not surprising at all. In Rutgers News Service, which won't come out in America, I guarantee you, says here companies with ties to the Bush White House and former head of FEMA are clinching some of the administration's first disaster relief and reconstruction contracts in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. At least two major corporate clients of lobbyist Joe Albo, Vice President George W. Bush's former campaign manager and a former head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have already been tapped to start recovery work along the battered Gulf Coast. One is Shaw Group Incorporated, and the other is our loving Halliburton folks, subsidiary of Kellogg Brown and Root. Vice President Dick Cheney is the former head of Halliburton, probably still is. Just we're not supposed to know about it. And then we've got Bechtel in there, National Incorporated, a unit of the San Francisco-based Bechtel Corporation, has also been selected by FEMA to provide short-term housing for people displaced by the hurricane. Bush named Bechtel CEO to his export council and put the former CEO of Bechtel Energy in charge of overseas private investment corporation. Experts say it's been common practice in both Republican and Democratic administrations for policymakers to take lobbying jobs once they leave office. And many of the same companies seeking contracts in the wake of Hurricane Katrina have already received billions of dollars for work in Iraq. Halliburton alone has earned more than $9 billion, at least that's what we know about. Pentagon audits released by Democrats in June showed $1.3 billion in questionable costs and $422 million in unsupported costs for Halliburton's work in Iraq. We'll be right back. We'll finish up on this, but it's more of the same, folks. Corruption at the highest levels of government. The rich just get richer, it seems. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program when we return.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Expect, after all, we've got these international crime families running our governments today, and they've got it locked up when it comes to making billions and billions of dollars for their own pockets. Go back to this information from Rutgers News Service here that we will not see in the United States. It says here Halliburton alone has earned more than $9 billion, but of course there's much other question cost there of $1 billion here and half a billion there. But the web of Bush administration connections is attracting renewed attention from watchdog groups in the post-Katrina reconstruction rush. Congress has already appropriated more than $60 billion in emergency funding as a down payment on recovery efforts projected to cost well over $100 billion. The government has got to stop stacking senior positions with people who are repeatedly cashing in on the public trust in order to further private commercial interests, said Danielle Bryan, Executive Director of Project on Government Oversight. Two Bush appointees at Halliburton, surprise, surprise. By the way, Cheney is still making money from Halliburton as far as we know. He's still getting paid, probably in one of those sealed trust accounts that we hear about that they put all their businesses in before they become a part of government. But it says here Joe Albo, who once again, folks, remember, he was appointed as the head of FEMA by Bush and is also was the campaign manager for Bush W. Albo formally registered as a lobbyist for Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root in February of this year. In lobbying disclosure forms filed by the Senate, Albo said his goal was to educate the congressional and executive branch on defense, disaster relief, and homeland security issues affecting Kellogg Brown & Root. By the way, it's Kellogg Brown & Root, folks, that is charging $100 to our soldiers over there, our mercenary U.S. soldiers over there, for 10 pounds of laundry. That's right. $100 for one of our soldiers to wash 10 pounds of laundry. Absolutely a crime. And that's Kellogg Brown & Root ripping off our soldiers over there left and right. I've heard this from various soldiers, and it's an absolute crime. But what's wrong with it, right? Business is business, as the Bush crime family would say. Joe Albo is also a friend of Michael Brown. Remember that name? Director of FEMA, who was just removed as head of the Katrina disaster relief and sent back to Washington amid allegations that he padded his resume. A few months after Albo was hired by Halliburton, the company retained another high-level Bush appointee, Kirk Van Tine. Van Tine registered as a lobbyist for Halliburton 6 months after resigning as Deputy Transportation Secretary, a position he held from December 2003 to December 2004. On Friday, Kellogg Brown & Root received two $29.8 million in Pentagon contracts to begin rebuilding the Navy bases in Louisiana and Mississippi. Norcross said the work was covered under a contract that the company negotiated before Joe Alpo was hired. Halliburton continues to be a source of income for Cheney, who served as its chief executive officer from 1995 until 2000 when he joined the Republican ticket for the White House. According to tax filings released in April, Cheney's income included $194,852 in deferred pay from the company, which has also won billion-dollar government contracts in Iraq. Deferred pay, folks, that means once he steps down as vice president, he gets these millions and millions of dollars from the company that he's, well, I don't want to say that he's given the contracts to, but what do you think? They didn't have to bid on these contracts in Iraq at all. Halliburton just was chosen by the White House. Cheney's office said the amount of deferred compensation is fixed and is not affected by Halliburton's current economic performances or earnings. Albo's other major client, Baton Rouge-based Shaw Group, has updated its website to say Hurricane Recovery Project, apply here. Shaw said on Thursday that it received $100 million emergency FEMA contract for housing management and construction. Shaw also clinched a $100 million order on Friday from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I don't want to say any more about this. It just makes me sick. It just makes me sick. But this is what criminals do, folks, when we elect them to office. All right? This is what they do. They're criminals. Okay? We had a commercial on here one time that says, criminals don't obey the law. They're criminals. Well, of course not. All right. Enough on the Bush crime family for this moment anyway. Let's see what else we've got here. Yes. Very interesting, folks. Did you hear on the news that Saddam confessed to mass killing? Well, when we heard here at our two police and military associations that Saddam had confessed to mass killing, we knew that he was either being tortured regularly to say this or that somebody was lying. Saddam was not about to confess to mass killing. And this is what his lawyer says. He says Saddam Hussein's chief attorney has denied that the ousted president had confessed to ordering executions and waging a campaign against the Kurds in which thousands of people are said to have been killed. There was no confession by the president, and all the investigations in this case do not implicate him at all, Khalil Dalami said in a statement sent to Rutgers News Service again. How come we're not hearing this on the news, folks, that his attorney says it's a lie that you just heard on Fox News? What they say, the twisting starts here or something like that. What's their slogan? I can't remember what it is. But the lies start here, something like that. But anyway, you're not going to hear it on Fox News. You're going to hear it on Republic Broadcasting Network here. And that's about it, folks, you know. But anyway, his lawyer's really upset. He said Iraqi President Jalil Talabani told state television on Tuesday that an investigator who questioned Saddam told him he had extracted important confessions from him and that the ousted leader had signed them. His attorney, Iraqi President Saddam's attorney, Mr. Talabani, Iraqi President Talabani did not say whether Saddam had actually admitted to committing any crime, or had he merely acknowledged that he was head of state and commander-in-chief of the army at the time of various military operations. Saddam deserves a death sentence 20 times a day because he tried to assassinate me 20 times, said Mr. Talabani, recalling his days as a Kurdish rebel leader fighter in Baghdad. Mr. Talabani, now there's an unbiased person to get comments from, folks. A rebel fighter against Saddam. Now there's somebody you can really count on to tell you the truth. Mr. Talabani's comments appeared to be part of an orchestrated move by the government to prepare Iraqis for Saddam's execution, expected to be carried out by hanging. Mr. Dahlami said that the attorney for Saddam said the investigator who was leaking information about the course of the interrogation should resign because he was prejudicing the outcome of the trial. Folks, that's what leaks are all about. That's what the government does, to prejudice the outcome of a trial, among many other criminal things that they do, like destroying evidence, withholding witnesses, and the things we've read on the air here that our police and military association has compiled about how government judges, government agent judges, twist and turn the jury to make sure that a person is found guilty when the government wants them found guilty. Now, in this particular case, they probably will not have a jury. Probably going to be a military court. And so I don't think Saddam's a good guy. I think there's indications that he's a bad, bad guy. But he certainly will not get a fair trial. Just like the old pineapple face from Panama. Remember that? He was involved with George Bush Sr. for years in bringing drugs into the United States with the help of the CIA. He was a drug runner for George Bush Sr. And somehow he got sideways with the Bush crime family and old pineapple face, the president of Panama, got sent to prison, and you should have seen his court case. It was a kangaroo court. He was not able to talk about anything about his connection with Bush, of course not. He was not able to have the witnesses he wanted to talk on his behalf. He was not able to put in the evidence he wanted to put in on his behalf. And he was a railroad job. Well, that's the same thing going to happen to Saddam. And you say, well, good, because he was a bad guy. Well, sometimes, folks, you know, when I look at the evidence of what the Bush dynasty, the criminal dynasty of the Bush family has been involved in over the years, the funding of Hitler and the Nazi movement, the bringing in drugs of Southeast Asia in the body cavities of our fellow soldiers, or heroin in the body cavities of fellow soldiers who were killed in Vietnam and when George was head of the CIA, and then the blowing up of the World Trade Center and on and on and on, I wonder who's the most evil of all. Is it Saddam, little dictator ruler there in Iraq? Or would it be the Bush crime family? Think about that. We'll be right back in just a minute with more of the Officer Jack McGlam.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArkInstitute.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Few other gun groups say it's too bad, But really, I mean, here it is, and I even know local supposed Republicans who just said, well, we might need to turn our guns in. If Bush wants them, he can have them. And it's been proven that this, that New Orleans was federalized back in February of 2003, 2.5 years ago, and it's been documented that the feds are running all this. The U.S. Army, I have mainstream news articles where they yesterday threatened to arrest reporters and they still take photos or cover and anything, and they're calling the middle-class homeowners cockroaches and insurgents. And we've all seen the video of the old lady being drug out and her guns being confiscated. They're going into areas that are high and dry, that are connected to major roads, and they're telling folks, no, we're taking you to a sports stadium, and now talking about people not getting their property back, and it seems like the propaganda machine has now gotten control, and whereas in the first few weeks we were hearing stuff, now it's a news blackout, and even the Patriots aren't talking enough about it. I'm glad you've been talking about it, and I'm begging others to start talking about this, because this is a major beta test, a major drill to condition us for martial law and the total takeover. This whole thing is an exercise or a drill. This criminal government even calls Iraq and Afghanistan warfare laboratories. Well, they've been slipping up on the news and calling this an exercise, and this is a microcosm exercise for the rest of the nation. It also trains the public to get accustomed, as you know, Jack, to seeing all this. So I'm begging people out there, we need to stay angry and stay vigilant and get the word out about this. I mean, good Americans are being raided right now by U.S. Army, and we know there's Mexican and Dutch on the ground there, and my reports are they're armed and they're actually assisting. And we know that SWAT teams and FBI SWAT teams and locals are just running around beating the living daylights out of good Americans, and this is just a tragedy. So they treated all the gang members well and left them alone and flew them out of there, but now the middle-class American people on the rim of New Orleans are under siege. They've said no food or water is allowed into these people now. They're going to force them out of their homes, Jack.
Hey, buddy, stay with me, Alex, if you can, and tell me, is there any credible evidence prove what we've heard here, that they've discovered oil under that land there in New Orleans? Stay with us, Alex, if you can. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the program. Yes, mercenaries, hundreds of mercenaries are guarding the homes of billionaires in that area. Bet they didn't take their guns.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85%. 20% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cowbin Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at cowbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Back to Jack McNabb program, and our phone lines are lighting up here, even though we haven't opened the phones yet. Everybody stay tuned. We want to go back to Alex, and I dropped a bomb on him here before we went to break. Alex, we're hearing rumors of all kinds here and trying to check out the ones that are of concern to us, and one is this rumor that was dropped on us a couple days ago that somebody said that oil was discovered. They're trying to move all these people out. You have great researchers there. Have you come up with anything on that?
Well, we know that one of the biggest oil reserves in the world lies right off the coast of New Orleans, Louisiana, and, of course, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And we know that in giant areas of the Gulf, they've not allowed tapping of it. Most of it is off-limits. Something Bush did when he first got in office was give Mexico large areas of this that the U.S. had claimed, just gave it to Pemex so they could explore it. But it is known that just like there was oil under Los Angeles, there is some oil and a lot of natural gas, obviously. It's an oil-rich area under some areas of New Orleans. But what we know is that it's prime real estate. And we know that they're going to bulldoze a lot of those tenements and a lot of the lower class areas,
right,
and that they are going to build hotels and other things there. The New York Times has talked about dredging it out and making it kind of like an island. So it's clear, but I mean, really, they've struck oil and they've struck gold when it comes to a huge, huge desensitization campaign for the image of black mask police confiscating guns and rounding people up by FEMA deliberately not letting aid get in there for 3 or 4 days, by FEMA cutting police lines, by FEMA blocking all of this. So we've caught them, Jack, red-handed doing this, and we have detailed reports on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. It says News in Focus. And we have a huge section, dozens of articles, more than dozens, that we put together and posted detailing all of this. And just today I reposted that article from 2.5 years ago from the Times-Picayune local paper, where they reported how the city was federalized. So any claim that, oh, no, it was the locals that did all this, look, I'm not defending the locals, but they're just titular heads or rubber stamps of the Bush administration. I mean, it's all one big crew, as you know well, Jack. And that was my point. Thanks for sharing a few minutes of the broadcast with me, my friend. You know, you're always welcome anytime you want to come on my show.
Hey, thanks so much. Lord bless you, brother. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Take care.
Alex always has good input, folks. I like to pick his brain because, my goodness gracious, do they do some great research. And anyway, folks, he just told you the truth about how they're taking guns away from the great unwashed out there, you and me. But listen to this. Mercenaries guard homes of the rich in New Orleans. Hundreds of mercenaries have descended on New Orleans to guard the property of the city's millionaires from looters. the heavily armed men employed by private military companies, including Blackwater and ISI, are part of the militarization of a city which had a reputation for being one of the most relaxed and easygoing in America. After scenes of looting and lawlessness in the days immediately after Hurricane Katrina struck, New Orleans has turned into an armed camp for some special people, that is, patrolled now by thousands of local, state, and federal law enforcement officers, as well as 70,000 National Guard troops and active-duty soldiers now based in the region. Blackwater, this private company, one of the fastest-growing private security firms in the world, which achieved global prominence last year when four of its men, mercenaries, were killed and their bodies mutilated in the Iraqi city of Fallujah, has set up camp in the back garden of a vast mansion in the wealthy uptown district of the city. David Reagan, 52, a semi-retired U.S. Army colonel from Huntsville, Alabama, who fought in the first Gulf War and is commander of Blackwater's private operations in the city, refused to say how many men he had in New Orleans, but indicated it was in the hundreds. Asked if they had encountered any looters so far, Mr. Reagan said that the sight of his heavily armed men, a pump action shotgun, was propped against the wall right where he was standing, was enough to put most people off. Two Israeli mercenaries from ISI, another private military company, were guarding Audubon Place, a gated community, wearing bulletproof vests and carrying M16 assault rifles. Gil 40 and Yova 42, who refused to give their surnames, said they were Army veterans of the Israeli war in Lebanon, but had been living in Houston for 17 years. They had been hired by Jimmy Reese, a descendant of the old New Orleans family who made his fortune selling electronic systems to shipbuilders, had been flown by private jet to Baton Rouge and the capital of Louisiana, and then helicoptered to Audubon Place, they said. I spoke to one of the other owners on the telephone earlier this week, Yovan said. I told him that the water had stopped just at the back gate. He says God watches over the rich people, I guess. Well, folks, do you suppose that the Army and National Guard's going in and taking the guns away from these rich millionaires there? Or away from these private companies of men standing there with M16 assault rifles? No way. You know that. You know they're not doing that. So there are special people out there, folks, and they are the ones that make campaign donations to these and also are involved in business with these international crime families that run our governments today. Yes, folks, it is time to say no to tyranny. It is time to get yourself ready because it is a totalitarian system. We've been saying this for years and years here at our Duke Police and Military Association. Is being set up in America, and they're going to come and enslave all of us. That is the plan of this New World Order that President Bush talked about so much, Senior Bush, and his son is now trying to fulfill his daddy's dreams. Let's go now to the phones, and I wrote down the names of the people, Paul, and I think I just covered it up here. Hold on just a minute. Is that it? No. Okay, who's on the line? I forget. I lost my notes. Oh, Walt in Arizona. Walt. Arizona, buddy. How you doing, Walt?
Well, thank you for inquiring, Jack. I've got a question the other way, too. How's Angie doing?
Well, she's having a kind of a down day today, a couple days after her last injection, and so it's not a great day today, but she's holding her own.
Well, that's encouraging to that point. I've got three or four items. I'll see if I can get to them quick because I imagine there's a big line of people. There has been a blindside on the insurance losses. No news broadcast has come up with any estimates or any positive figures. Now, anybody buying a house under a mortgage has got insurance to protect the lender.
True.
And how many people in New Orleans were under that situation? That's number one point. Secondly, from Waverly all the way over to Mobile, along the Gulf Coast, going east, there was a tremendous devastation as far as 5 miles inland. 100% loss, you might say.
Yeah.
And no one has come up with any positive rewards on that. It's the blind side. And I wonder if this is something done deliberately to prevent a crash on Wall Street.
Very interesting, Walt. I haven't heard anything on that, but it's an interesting thought, yes.
Well, I know that area quite intimately because I worked out of New Orleans in 1953, and my beat, you might say, was from Waverly to Pascagoula.
Huh.
So okay. I know that area intimately, and, of course, Keesler Air Force Base was quite active for quite a while there. And the Shrimpers are being reported as completely out of business, out of Biloxi. So the bridge at Bay St. Louis, which was dedicated by the governor, and I have 16-millimeter color movies on it when I lived at Bay St. Louis there in the summer of 53, that bridge was completely taken out. It was partially destroyed at Camille, but it's been taken out completely now across Bay St. Louis. Well, that's the point that I have in the main here. And secondly, all that I get now on the same satellite on which Republic is located, on your transponder is number 8, I had 20, I had 16, I had 12, and I had 4 as well as 8 programs. I've lost Alex Jones completely, and I don't know where they've gone. There was no prior announcements whatsoever. And this is on the C-band, of course. Whether they've gone to KU, I don't know, but KU does not have the coverage that the old C-band units have, and I've got one with a 12-foot dish, which affords me quite a good reception.
Very good.
Well, that's all I have for now, Jack, but maybe I planted a seed and someone should do a little investigating on this insurance tragedy.
Very good point. Well, thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Right, bye-bye.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Okay, let's go to Dalton in Tennessee. Dalton, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, my friend.
I wanted to mention something that I mentioned to somebody else this morning. Are you familiar with Gunlist magazine?
I'm not real familiar. I know the name, but I...
It's a lot like Shotgun News.
I get about 75 publications.
Yeah, it's a lot like Shotgun News. Anyway,
yeah.
The latest issue has an article on the cover called Firearms Import Ban Will Hurt Consumers.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about a recent BATF decision to limit the import of parts of anything that, basically anything that has a full auto version.
I see.
So even if it's a semi-auto, whatever, the parts will not be able to be imported.
Uh-huh.
And these importers, they kind of jammed them up by having this in the works for a long time and not telling them. And I guess they get one Form 6 when they go to import the stuff, and then another one later on to release it. Well, they've got millions of dollars tied up, and they're not going to release any of this stuff. And after a year's time, it's all going to be destroyed.
Interesting. Wow.
But, you know, the things like this,
yeah.
It's like it's totally off the radar screen of the NRA.
Sure is.
And all the, you know... Bush, a lot of the people that I know that professed, oh, they just loved him and they voted for him and all that, they voted for him on the basis of the gun rights thing.
Oh, sure.
And there have been so many things under the table, like some of the anti-gang legislation and the rest of it that's had all this stuff squirreled away in it that's just decimating our gun rights in this country, and none of them are saying a peep. You go to the gun shows, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I've withdrawn from NRA a long, long time ago. Many police officers did when they started their lobbying, their legal department, because we saw a big switch to where they went to, it seems like three steps forward and two steps, or three steps backwards and two steps forward, and they began to compromise our gun rights away. And also remain silent on things like this, Dalton.
Sure.
So it troubles me very much. I'm not going to say more than that about NRA, but, you know, it just, they're not doing the job they used to do 15 years ago.
Right.
When a lot of us cops were members.
You know, they're always recruiting and soliciting at these gun shows.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about starting to bring in placards.
Yeah.
And walk around with them.
Yeah.
You know, and stir up some controversy.
Yeah, put on these things that they can't deny. Where were you on this issue? Where were you on that issue? Good idea, Dalton. Hey, thank you for calling in, buddy.
You're welcome.
To our attention. All right, thanks a lot. Now, if you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, we learn something here every night. I learn a lot every night when the callers call in of things that we're going to look into or things we haven't heard about. And so we appreciate these calls very, very much. Okay, let's go to Ron in Austin now. Ron, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Jack. I've been listening to you for a coon's age here before you even came to RBN. I want to throw something out. Alex brought up something, mentioned that that New Orleans was federalized last year or some months back.
Uh-huh.
And what that brought up was the thought I had, how was it that Mr. Bush had the ability to bring in federal troops into the area. Now, I read the history and I read the timeline initially that the governor declared a state of emergency, which does not allow, which calls on FEMA, but does not allow the troops to be federalized. You have to have a state of disaster up there. And on this, as late as the 2nd, the president said she had not requested that. What I had gotten by the scuttlebutt, by some rumor around, was that the president had invoked insurrection. And the insurrection legislation to put it down. Now, I don't know. Now that Alex mentions that, and because I don't know that information of insurrection is a firm one, I'd like to look into that. Do you know anything about what Alex had spoken about the New Orleans having been federalized some months back?
Oh, no, I sure do not. That's got past us, and we'd like to refer you to his website and see what he's got there on.
Yeah, I'll do that. I know Alex from way back. I'm in Austin here. So, but I took my breath away when he said that. I said, what?
Yes.
Federalized. Thanks so much for just being here. Appreciate it so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Sir Ron. Appreciate you calling. Okay, folks. Yes, what Ron says, you have to go back to the L.A. riots when a test was done on the American people and during the L.A. riots. You remember the beating of Rodney King? I think that was his name, wasn't it, Rodney King? And there was a kangaroo court set up. Now, it was very interesting. We at our two police and military associations watched this very, very carefully, and there was a kangaroo court set up for these officers that were involved in beating Rodney King, and they did beat him, all right? And several of them went overboard, all right? But they were found not guilty. Remember that? And it was to implement the plan to test the people of America to see how long it would take them to allow federal troops, army troops, to be on the streets of Los Angeles when they were fearful enough from the riots to allow this to happen. And it was a test program, and we know that because we were involved with Tom Bradley, the mayor there, and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Larry Brown on this very issue. This was a test program, a test, and we lost because the American people allowed 2,000 Marines on the street within just a couple days and didn't say anything about it. Be right back for the program in just a moment.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe.
As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The scenes and what we know that is going on, so much going on behind the scenes, and we're fortunate to be here at our two police and military associations. We knew Chief Gates there in Los Angeles during the riots. We knew Tom Bradley, the mayor, was a communist, and we knew that the mayor had made a very inflammatory statement just before the decision of the court to free these officers and to perpetuate the riot. And with the help of Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Larry Brown, we found out that they had all kinds of Communist Party members there participating in pamphleteering for the riots to get the riots going good after the decision was put out by the Kangaroo Court that these officers were not guilty. They had the Revolutionary Communist Party, the Socialist Workers Party, Progressive Labor Party, Socialist Organizing Network, on and on and on and on out there pamphleteering for a riot. And so these things are done on purpose, folks. And here we have this scene down there in our fellow countrymen's hometowns in New Orleans and Louisiana and Mississippi that is a martial law scenario now, and our soldiers and police officers are getting tremendous training on how to do this on a much larger scale in the days ahead, how to take weapons away from people, how to categorize people, how to herd them into to places like the ballparks in your town, in my town, and to segregate them and how to keep control over that many people. All things don't just happen to happen, is what I'm saying. And FDR told us that with his statement, if it happened in government, it's planned that way. But a lot of people still believe in the accidental theory of government, that things just happen to happen. Not true, folks. Not in government. Things don't happen to happen. I believe FDR was more right than most of the statements he ever made when he said they were planned that way. Well, folks, I think we'll leave it go there today. Had more to bring to you, but we did have some very good comments, which I appreciated so much, from Alex and from Walt and Dalton and Ron. I always like it when people call in and give us information here, because we're constantly trying to learn ourselves, and you give us good material to check out and to research, and that's what happened again today. So our Police and Military Association appreciates your input very, very much. By the way, Chuck Baldwin, September 13th, put out a very good statement on the takeover of New Orleans, a harbinger of the future, meaning martial law is being practiced in New Orleans. Is that what is in our future? I didn't get into that tonight, but we want to thank Chuck for that very insightful information he put out and sent over to us. Well, folks, want to just ask you, this is a good time to ask you to remember to support Republic Broadcasting Network every way that you can. We are so blessed in this country today during this time that the devil's minions are just wreaking havoc in our communities. To have an organization like Republic Broadcasting Network, I hope that you'll support them with donations. I pray that you'll do this every single month. We have to keep going forward and growing, and our outreach has to be growing all the time if we're going to win this battle against God's enemies and our republic's enemies. Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great day or great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. He truly do. Good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.